welcome to a very special episode of 10 Was Too Many.
Not basketball edition, though.
Not basketball edition, though I want to touch on some basketball topics
back
today.
Back-to-back special editions.
That's true. That's true. A lot of special editions coming out of Tucson these days. We have an in-house guest with us.
First time ever.
This is the 10 Was Too Many first. Mr. Adam Hopkins.
Hello. Hello.
All the way from the great state of Iowa. Adam, how are you today?
The greatest state of Iowa.
Let's not get carried away.
I am warm right now.
Yeah, it's very nice outside, isn't it?
It's shorts and sandals.
It was about 50 when you left?
Yep.
That's not too bad.
That's good weather for Iowa City right now.
Yes.
It's okay for a low, I guess.
For a low, yeah. We do kind of thumb our noses to the north in general.
Yeah. I'm a big pussy about cold now, though.
I am too.
That's the trade-off.
Well, gentlemen, what beers are we drinking today?
We're all drinking different beers.
We have different beers.
Adam?
I'm drinking a IPA from Marble Brewery out of Albuquerque, New Mexico.
It's kind of a fancy neighbor. Bottle. I like that
yes,
one.
Yes, neighbor.
Is that good?
It is good.
Mm-hmm. I'm drinking a delicious Velvet Merlin from the good people at Firestone. It's an oatmeal stout.
That is
seasonal
a good
release. Seems a little out
is
of
it?
Season. That's what
it does seem a little out of season. Seems like a good winter beer.
Yeah.
But
winter.
I have...
It snowed.
I have the Wild Blue Premium Lager. It tastes like blueberries.
I know you're a big fan of that one. You get
it's,
it
I, when you go to the really fancy sweet. It's basically juice.
I don't like fruity beers.
It's a super girly beer. But it's also like 9% alcohol, 8% alcohol.
Yeah.
And it's pretty delicious. So.
Yeah, I like fruity beer. Mm-hmm.
It's a good springtime beer, Kip.
Yeah.
And Adam. This is going to take some getting used to. This whole triumvirate here.
Guys,
gentlemen.
That's better.
The Drew crew.
That's worse.
Gentlemen. our non-consenting sponsor this week, Delta Airlines.
Yes.
Good enough to fly Mr. Adam down here.
Yes, of all my travels, 90% of it has been with Delta Airlines. And other than the size of the package of pretzels, is all right.
Do you have, like, a frequent flyer thing?
No, I should get one. I was actually, they were advertised as, like, I should get one of those. I have traveled thousands of miles with Delta.
Yeah.
But I know the minute I buy it, I won't travel with Delta anymore.
For the most part, like, Delta's pretty good, I think. I don't know. I've never had really a bad time with Delta.
I don't know the difference between airlines. I feel like any airline I get on, it's like, I'm on a plane.
About the same.
Yeah. They're mostly the same, except for ones, like, Southwest. And Ryanair is the equivalent of Southwest in Europe, where it's just... You pay $20 for a ticket, and you're getting $20 worth of experience.
Yeah. Right. Okay, gentlemen, enemies.
Enemies
today. I'll just kick
Go
things
ahead.
Right off.
Go ahead.
And this is God, I really hate these guys. Ohio State.
Yeah.
They're good in everything.
They're good in everything.
You hate them in
and
everything.
And they beat both of my two favorite college basketball teams the past week on last second three pointers. Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's I was pretty pissed off a couple nights ago when they beat Arizona.
I was rooting for ISU for one of the first times in my life. First times ever.
In a few years, they'll go ahead and revoke those games anyway when they found out they cheated. So you'll get one of those like...
great, yeah.
You really
it
won.
It doesn't count for a win for you, but
yeah,
they don't
but
get it anymore.
They don't get it anymore.
For consolation.
Great. Nah, whatever. But... F Ohio State and Aaron Kraft specifically, little prick. Kev, who's your enemy?
My enemy is a group of people, really. It's people who will not let others have the cereal that they desire. You see it in commercials all the time. The
children for Trix.
Children for Trix won't let the poor bird eat Trix. Like, why not?
They're for kids, Kip. You know that.
What?
That
discrimination.
That is species discrimination.
It is 2013.
It's true.
We need to end cereal discrimination.
Transcends to parents. Parents that won't let their kids have a certain type of cereal.
Mm-hmm.
When I went over to my grandparents' house, my grandpa would give me Frosted Flakes with a bowl of sugar to put over my Frosted Flakes and just go to town.
I was never a big fan of Frosted Flakes.
Okay, I'm all right.
They're okay.
Have you seen this churro cereal?
No.
Apparently, I haven't seen it either, but someone at work was going on about there's a churro cereal and it's supposed to be excellent.
I'm just going to guess it tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Yes. But that's not a bad thing.
No.
I mean.
That's dumb, yeah.
Adam, who's your enemy this week?
Airports. We've already gave a shout out to some form of traveling, but I hate airports. I hate going through the process. What keeps me going is knowing wherever I'm going is going to be effing sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate being... There's nothing to do. Everything's expensive.
It's true. It's just so much waiting. You have to just kind of be able to occupy your time for, I don't know, 3-4 hours.
Yes. I don't like airports. I just like the traveling.
Yeah. Isn't that gross, kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For how clean they are.
They're very gross. Yeah. Yeah. Guys, I have a question for you.
Ask.
Why did the man dump ground beef on his head?
Something with a cow?
Bovine...
Cowlet?
No. Hat? I don't know. I got nothing here. That's... You got it?
Something because he was moved. No.
I kind of like both those answers, but they're both wrong. Guys, it's because he wanted a meteor shower.
It's a science and food joke.
Two of my favorites together.
Now, if you guys couldn't tell, that was my joke of the week.
Oh.
That was not just me making conversation.
I caught on it. I just didn't say anything.
Okay. Kip, all right.
Straight over my head.
Straight over it. Kip, we've been doing this a while now. Get with the picture here. What I do need from you now, Kip, is a fact of the week.
I got a good one. So, you're familiar with the website Wikipedia? Yes?
I am not.
Well, Drew, it's an online encyclopedia. It's crowdsourced. It's excellent. It's amazing. Check it out.
We love Wikipedia. Yeah. We were just talking about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm. But. Fun fact, though, if you click on the first link in any article and then continue to do that for the next article, for the next article, for the next article, it will eventually always lead you to philosophy.
Really?
Can't get any farther than philosophy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I've done this.
Yep, that is too.
Incredibly interesting.
I had to prove it right.
It's more fun than interesting, but...
Well, after we get done with this, I'm going to do that.
Yes. And it's cool going from, like, totally different things and seeing how it slowly gets to philosophy.
In college, we used to play a game where two people, they each had their own computer, were given a topic, and then they were both given a ending topic that they had to get to through only clicking links on Wikipedia. Like, you just had to get there. And that was kind of a fun game. There's people that were really good at it. Ryan Watermiller. I don't know if he probably doesn't listen to this, but he was amazing at this game. He also invented it, so.
That makes sense, I guess.
It does. All right, guys, let's move on to the top five, bottom five this week. Linkin Park, Activate. From the top to the bottom! Thank you, Linkin Park.
Chester.
Adam, now that you just hear that, we're like, Linkin Park actually isn't...
I feel like this is also a behind-the-scenes episode. Yeah,
this is, like...
See how it works.
When you're listening to it, like, Linkin Park is actually there, but now we just say it, and...
It seems so put together when you listen to it.
It does! We sound so professional when you listen.
Yep.
This week, Adam and I are doing a top five, bottom five. Kip will be just here to comment on our selections.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tough list for both Adam and I, because it's... all-time Iowa basketball players.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa Hawkeye basketball players. Now, I hate the University of Iowa and all things that they do. Adam, meanwhile, went there, graduated from there. He's a Hawkeye for life and loves everything that they do.
Yep.
So, but here's the thing. Adam is the bottom and I'm the top. So,
so bad.
You can't like them all.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm the top, so I guess I'll just kick things off here with the man Kip and I affectionately know as Compton-ass Doug.
Yeah. Yes.
Doug Thomas.
Doug Thomas was a forward in, what, like 2006, 2007? All he could do was dunk.
One thing.
He did it really well, though.
He won Sixth Man of the Year in the Big Ten. All he does is dunk.
Yeah.
And flex his muscles.
Yes. Flexed a lot of muscles.
I can't believe that dance craze didn't catch on.
He was on some good teams, and really the only reason that he's on this list is because of that nickname that we Compton S. Dunk.
Yeah.
I did not like him
that was,
really whatsoever.
Josh he probably averaged 2 points a game, but we'll get the crowd into it.
It was always the most exciting 2 points of the entire game.
I remember in high school watching like the highlight dunk reel that like UITV put together, but it was on YouTube.
His highlight dunk reel is all the baskets he's ever made.
Yep. Yeah.
Nothing else.
He never had a point outside of the dunk. Okay, number four, Glenn Worley. The reason I have Glenn Worley on this list, not that I liked him. Coming out of high school, he was the Mr. Basketball in the state of Iowa, and he chose Iowa over Iowa State. Didn't make me very happy.
He's from
but
Iowa City.
He was notably just inefficient and terrible on the Hawkeyes, I feel like. Just a waste of a player.
Yes. 4 years of a waste.
Everyone thought he was going to be a great player, and he turned out to be average at best. So he makes it to number four on my list.
Thanks. Number three.
Number three is a guy I actually like. Another Iowa City native. I think he was also the Mr. Basketball. Matt Gatens.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like Matt Gatens a lot.
Worley went to West High, but
Gatens went to City High.
Stuck up at West High. Gatens is a man of the
Worley,
people.
Worley on West High's Wikipedia page is like one of three famous people that West High.
Seriously?
Oh, the other one is a UNI guy that made the three-pointer.
Ali Frohman.
Yeah, he's one of them, too.
Can he be my favorite Iowa player? Matt Gatens, though, was always like a really good shooter and just kind of fun to watch. Like there was that like 2-game stretch where he made like
30 some points
like twice in a row. He's just on fire. But he was always on like bad Iowa teams, so I didn't have to worry about him so much. But then he was also fun to watch, so I liked Matt Gatens. Also, he was like just loved Iowa. That's why he went there. Like he grew up a fan, which I don't know. I kind of respect.
I think eighth grade, he knew he was going to be a Hawkeye.
Yeah, which is kind of cool. Number two, he's a player who graduates this year, Eric May.
Yeah.
Eric May, 4-year player for Iowa. He was always kind of fun to watch, too. Never the greatest player by any means.
He can dunk.
Yeah.
He can dunk. And I remember him from high school when he made a half-court three-pointer to win the state championship.
Dubuque,
yeah. Mm. But the reason he's on here is I was friends with his sister at UNI, and she was nice. Megan May. Nice girl. But Eric May, number two. And then number one, gentlemen, my number one favorite Iowa basketball player of all time, just because he was fun to watch. He was on some good teams around like 2002, 2001. Dean Oliver.
He's my number one. He'd be my number one best player.
Really?
Yep.
That's awesome. Dean Oliver was great. He was like on a couple bad teams before Luke Recker and Reggie Evans got there. And then he was, I don't know. Dean Oliver, just fun to watch. Good player.
Were you there? Last year when I met Dean Oliver?
I don't think so.
After a football game, we were at Quinton's playing some drinking game. We got like $100 worth of free shots. And him and Duez come in. Out of the corner of my eye, I see it, look back and go, holy fuck, it's Dean Oliver. And they had huge grins on their face. And they were playing a game against each other, who would get recognized more. Because they haven't been with the university for at least a decade.
Really?
And Duez was winning 5-2, and I brought it to 5-3.
Nice. Yes. That's even though Dean Oliver was by far the superior player between the two. But
Everyone knows Duez. Even if you never saw him play, everyone knows him.
Fuck Duez Henderson. Adam! Who's on the bottom half of the list? I'm curious about this one.
I really want to see. Number five, and it's funny that you said it because it's the same exact reasoning. Number five is Glenn Worley. Because coming out of high school, he was a 5-star athlete, Mr. Iowa, and I thought he was going to save the program. And he had more fouls probably than points. Only person on target to get as many fouls as Woodbury did. He fouled repeatedly.
Kip, you love Adam Woodbury, don't you?
He's like one of my least favorite people on the team right now. He frustrates me.
Understandable. He's young. He'll get better.
He'll be good.
So that's my five. Mm-hmm. Four, Alex Thompson.
Alex Thompson.
Played for the Hawkeyes and he played for the Cyclones. I never liked him minus one 3-point play he made in the Big Ten tournament for us to win. But other than that, just never liked him.
That name sounds really familiar, but I don't remember.
He was like a sixth man. He never really...
Was he a big guy?
A big guy
big
that could
white
shoot
guy?
The three every once in a while.
Yes, I do remember him. He was on a really bad Iowa State team, though, if I remember it. Yeah.
But it's like the opposite for Adam Holuska with you. It's like, why is he leaving Iowa to go to the enemy?
And then
we embraced Holuska.
Yeah,
you embraced a lot. And then Sean Holuska, his much inferior younger brother, came to Iowa State.
Awesome. That makes it even better. I can see why you would hate Haluska even more.
It, like, yeah, it, like, made me hate Adam Haluska even more than his brother.
Salt in the wound.
Yeah, he was just, like, he wasn't terrible. He was, like, a good defender, and, like, he could hit a three every now and again, but he was just nowhere near as good as Adam. But,
putting Carroll, Iowa on the map.
Carroll, Iowa. Apparently there's actually a third Haluska now who I think is coming to Iowa State as well, but to, like, run track or something. Not basketball.
I'm fine with that.
Adam, who you got here?
Number three, and I don't know if either of you will know this guy. He was with the Hawkeyes for a year. I think 1 year before he transferred to Oakland University in Michigan. How I know that, I don't know. When he played his 1 year, I just always wondered in junior high how this guy even got a scholarship to play college ball. His name was Courtney Scott. He was horrendous. He ran around on the court like his head was cut off. It's just, I don't know how he got a scholarship. I felt as a junior high kid, I was better than him.
Wow.
And he has a girl name.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
You know, he always had a crappy little half mustache. Like, he thought he could grow one out, but he couldn't.
He just couldn't.
Yeah.
But, hey, can I guess who number one is? Potentially, yes. Number two. Can I guess Pierre Pierce?
That's my number two.
Number two? Okay,
I think
all right.
He was a great player that shamed our program more than some other people, but.
Indeed. Is he still in jail right now?
Yeah, I think he's on probation, but he's pretty much stuck in the state of Iowa because of probation and stuff.
Yeah,
he's a badass at the field house.
This great player.
He was
player.
Really good for a while there.
It's like he could make a layup no matter how close. Mm-hmm. He never really shot anything. He just could drive and get points and get to the free throw line. But then he also could hit women.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Class act all the way around.
And my number one, this did not happen by chance.
Please tell me it's Greg Brunner.
No. I think after today it even adds to my hatred, but it goes back a long way. My number one is Steve Alford.
Steve Alford!
He's not even a player. He's a coach. I hate him. I will hate him to the end of my life. And it goes back more than basketball and leaving and doing crappy. When I was in 8th grade, I went to Iowa basketball camp. I had a program with him on the front, and I went up to him, asked for his autograph, and he goes, "Hold on, I'm on the phone," and walked away.
Oh,
and did not sign my planner, and from that day, I've had a hatred towards Steve Alford, and all the crappy stuff he's done since then solidifies.
And we learned this morning that he accepted the head coaching job at UCLA, which makes me hate him more than ever.
Yeah.
And I can't say
he's
that I
He's so shady, but he keeps getting great jobs.
He does. He does.
He's the Lane Kiffin of basketball.
That is very good. I like that.
He is the Lane Kiffin of basketball. I like that. Even though he wasn't a player, I like that choice as number one. It's very good. I want to also give a shout-out on your list to every other Iowa basketball player ever. Particularly, I want to highlight Greg Brunner and Jeff Horner on that list. And Sean Sonderleiter, who we did not mention. But
I'd also like to put Todd Looklider's son on there. I don't know his first name.
What was his name?
I don't know his first name. Todd...
Skippy Licklider?
He was Licklider, yeah.
4 foot tall.
He was like as
he
tall as
I am. He had an extra small jersey on him. He was swimming in it.
He was very, very short.
His fundamentals were sound.
But boy, he had an average 3-point jumper.
Not only did he just steal a free scholarship that his parents could have paid for because he's getting paid $500,000 a year, we still pay Licklider.
Really?
As Iowa taxpayers, I'm still paying Todd Licklider's contract.
That means I am too, which makes me sad.
In the top 5 of paid employees in the state of Iowa.
Wow.
Because of our buyout.
Oh my god.
And he's an assistant coach. He's getting double paid somewhere.
Oh my god. That's horrible.
Steve Alford sucks.
Yeah, fuck him. And his slick back.
He does have hair. He does have the worst hair.
Yeah, evil Mighty Ducks.
Actually,
Iceland.
He does.
That's what exactly
he does look
like
the villain in Mighty Ducks 2. When they go to the Mighty Ducks 2... I think it's better than Mighty Ducks 1.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's because you have a worse villain.
And Keenan's there now.
And Keenan's on the team. He does the knuckle puck, right, where he turns it on its end. And
gonna teach you guys how to play some
street
yard puck.
Street puck.
Like, the knuckle puck is would do the exact opposite than make, a strong shot that no one could understand.
Yeah, it's, the least practical shot.
But
it
looks cool.
It takes practice if you practice.
It also added some much-needed diversity to the Ducks.
Yeah. Hey, that kept him in the game.
It did.
In the Junior Olympics.
It did.
Kip, do you have a top one, bottom one that you would mention for the Iowa players?
Well, I already said Todd looked like your son, mm-hmm. so that's fine. But
who's your favorite Hawkeye of all time, Kip?
All time. I don't know. I really like Adam Haluska.
Adam Haluska was good.
He's good.
He led the Big Ten in scoring that 1 year, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
Almost 20 points a game.
He had some good years.
I like the current team a lot, too.
He would have definitely made my bottom list had I done the bottom.
Yeah.
Which is understandable. Mm-hmm. I mean, I kind of hated Alex Thompson, and he was in my bottom five.
He was the newcomer of the year in the Big 12 the 1 year he played. Averaged like 11 points. What's that? What was the Big 12? Yeah. Yes. It's still a thing, okay?
Really?
All right, guys, let's move on here. I have a very special Drew or False for you this week. We're going to have Adam and Kip compete against each other, and I have two different topics here.
Dead meat.
And I'm going to have Adam pick which one he likes best.
Okay.
Since he's the guest, Kip, you will get the other one.
Okay.
Adam, one topic, whales. Second topic, wolves. Which quiz would you like?
Classic whales and wolves, eh?
Classic whales and wolves.
I am going to go with whales.
An excellent choice, Adam. Kip, you get the wolves.
Wolves.
Wolves it is. All right, who would like to go first here?
Go ahead. Oh, okay, I'll go. Sure.
Kip will go first. Kip, 6 species of wolves are extinct. True, false, or Drew?
True.
Kip says true. That is false.
Damn.
Though many are endangered. No points for Kip.
Mm.
Adam, there are 86 species of whale.
True.
That is true. 1 point for Adam. Adam knows his whales, we can tell already.
Did you write a paper in 5th grade?
No.
Kip, this is kind of a freebie here. I'm kind of ashamed that I put this one on here.
Dogs, they're related to dogs.
Incorrect. No. Ben McFarlane can defeat a wolf in single combat.
Oh, that is definitely false.
That is false. Ben McFarlane cannot defeat
a
wolf in single combat. 1 point for Kip. Then I thought about putting Ben McFarlane can defeat a whale in single combat as well, but
depends on the whale.
I thought that
depends on if it's a beached whale. Probably
it's true.
In
if it's a beached whale, I'm going to give Ben
who can beat a whale in its own element. There,
very few
I don't know
people.
How I would even try to beat one in its own element.
You really can't. Unless
you're a shark, I guess.
A shark, maybe.
Unless you, like, punch the blowhole.
You have to work the blowhole, yeah. I think. That's the best strategy to attack a whale.
That was a new high.
Okay, Adam. Dolphins are whales.
Yes.
That is true. Point for Adam.
I learned that from The Cove.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe The Cove.
Mm-hmm. That is a very disturbing movie.
Very good documentary, but very sad.
It is. It is sad. Fuck you, Japan. Okay, through 2 questions. Adam, 2. Kip, 1.
Okay.
Kip.
I rally hard, though.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Kip. European wolves are much more dangerous than their American counterparts.
I can't imagine how they would be. True.
That is true.
Yes.
Yes. About every year there are like 3 to 4 documented deaths from wolves in Europe. Well, there has never been a substantiated death in America.
American wolves try to stay away from humans.
They do. They do. Well, European wolves are assholes.
Point for most Europeans.
Fuck Europe, fuck Japan.
Yeah.
We're making friends today.
We are. That's what we do on this show.
Hey, Russia, you suck.
Fuck New Mexico.
They're probably happy right now. They're probably celebrating in New Mexico.
In New Mexico? They probably are. Adam, whales do not sleep. True or false? Or Drew?
See what Drew would fit. I'm gonna say false. They do sleep.
That is correct. They obviously have to breathe and continue swimming, so they rest half their brain at a time.
Wow,
and then
that's
they
cool.
wake up and go to sleep on the other side of their brain, which apparently they can just choose to do.
I want to do that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then like one half of their brain will like watch for predators and like breathe for them.
Wow.
So
interesting. That's insane.
That is interesting. All right, gentlemen. Adam 3. Kip. 2 through 3 questions.
We're in a shootout right now. That I got to get to a certain point where he can't beat me.
That's
anymore.
True. That's true. We are halfway through the quiz at the moment.
Mm.
6 questions for each.
Yeah. Oof.
Kip.
Halfway.
This is kind of an odd question.
Wolf. You're an odd question on your quiz about wolves?
Yes. just bear with me.
Okay. All right. All right.
Just
a wolf with you.
Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Wolf hybrids are common in the wild.
Hmm. That is false.
True.
It's false.
It is true.
Damn it.
No point for Kip. I should give a point to Adam, but no.
I mean, it's not fair because I did a paper in fifth grade on wolves.
Scientists are just now...
Not whales.
Nope. Recognizing that a species called coy wolves, which is coyotes and wolves mixed together, is actually very common. And about 22% of all coyotes have wolf DNA in them. Wow. So there's actually quite a bit of interbreeding between those two.
I have like 2% wolf DNA.
Also, I was...
You get tax write-offs? Like,
I'm a specialist.
I'm above 1.5%.
The description of coy wolves that I saw was larger than coyotes, but smaller than wolves.
No shit.
And very cunning was
that.
Whoa. Yeah. So...
We don't need...
No.
We don't need to bring cunningness into our wolves.
Adam.
Yes, sir.
The fin whale is the second largest whale behind the blue whale.
Fin whale. Let's see. I've never heard of the fin whale, but I'm going to go false.
That is incorrect. It is true.
Where is it out of? What's it look like?
It's very closely related to the blue whale and looks like the blue whale. But the largest it can grow is up to 90 feet.
Where's the blue whale? Just 90.
100 to 110. So.
Damn. Can we break 100?
It's also the second largest animal on the planet. Okay, so bad round for you guys. Struggling there on question
wash
four.
On that round.
Wash on that round.
It's good for me. A wash is good for me.
That's true. Yeah. Still 3-2 in favor of Adam.
Okay.
Kip. Mm-hmm. Wolves have 42 teeth.
True. True.
That is true. Point for Kip. Point for Kip. He ties it up.
Woo!
Adam.
Yes?
How you feeling about this whale selection?
I'm comfortable so far.
Comfortable with it? Okay, that's good. Most whales can hold their breath for about 4 hours.
I know it's a long amount of time, but I don't know if it's exactly four. I'm going to say it's long, but not 4 hours. False.
You're saying false. That's basically right. Most whales can hold their breath for about 1 hour, though the sperm whale, about 2 hours, because it has to dive down very deep and then, you know, come back up.
Drew, can you make me some whale noises?
You put way more effort into this episode than, like, the things Kip and I do.
I know.
You, like, researched two different species.
I had three things
to do. Two different Wikipedia pages open at the same time.
I did. Well, literally what I did was I typed in, like, whale facts. And, like, and then, like, I did the whole whale quiz. And then I thought, what's a good counterpart to the whale? And clearly it's the wolf. obviously. Now, Kip, about your whale noises. No, I will not.
Lull me.
I will tell you a joke. An additional joke.
Okay.
You've heard my whale joke, right? I don't know if Adam has.
Probably. If I have, I won't ruin the punchline.
Okay, Adam. So, a priest, a rabbi, and a humpback whale walk into a bar. Priest says, "You know what? I could go for a glass of red wine." Rabbi says, "You know what? That sounds good. I think I will also have a glass of red wine." Humpback whale says,
I've used that one before, too.
Ba-dum-bum. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good, though. That's good.
Our friend Moosh, after I told him that joke...
Who is a girl.
Who, for the record, is a girl. after I told him that joke, would just continue to make the same joke, but with a different animal every time.
I guess it works,
His favorite one was a spider as the third animal, and then he would just go... he liked to entertain himself. Okay, so that's another point for Adam. 4-3.
Kip has to get this.
Has to get this one right, and Adam has to miss this one.
Do you have a tiebreaker question?
I do not.
Okay,
don't worry, I will save you.
Okay, all right.
Kip's gonna miss it. That's why he doesn't know his wolves.
Then I will be saving him.
Kip.
Yes.
Wolves live on every continent except Antarctica.
I think I've heard that before. Let me say true.
Incorrect. This is the game. They do not live in Australia as well.
Oh, goddamn Australia. Stupid kangaroo riding bastards.
Fuck you,
Australia.
There are like 30 wolves left on the continent of Africa, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of sad.
It is.
Okay, Adam, just for funsies.
All right.
For negative 2 points.
Orcas can swim up to 30 miles an hour.
True.
That is true.
And the thing.
Domination by Adam. He gets 5 out of 6 questions right. Kip, 3 out of 6. You do not know your whales, sir. I mean,
I've, yeah. I know, yeah. I now I realize that I need to brush up on my wolf knowledge.
You do.
How about your whale knowledge?
It's fine. I knew all the answers. I just didn't really say them. I was disappointed when you chose whale.
Okay, guys, that's the true or false for today. Adam, what have you thought about your experience on 10 Was Too Many? Your behind the scenes look at what we do here.
Out of 5 moons.
Out of 5 moons, what do you give your 10 Was Too Many experience?
4.3.
Mm.
4.3 moons.
I'll take it.
Pretty good.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Well, let's move on to the shout-outs here, I suppose.
Shout-outs.
This has been kind of a short show. Do you have any other topics we want to... I kind of thought we were going to go long with Adam being here.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We only did one segment, and we... Half hour is pretty long with one
That's
segment.
True. Yeah. That's true.
It was in depth.
It was. Are there any movies? Adam, what have you thought about your Tucson experience thus far?
I have enjoyed it. I enjoyed sleeping with the door open.
That was nice, right?
It's something so stupid and basic, but like,
I mean, I
so
you last
nice
night,
out there.
I almost closed it. I was like, no, it's too nice.
This is like the nicest time of year is like right now. Springtime. Not too hot yet. Obviously not too cold.
It's going to be hot like a bastard soon.
About a month and a half from now, it is going to be hot like a bastard.
That sucks.
Yep, but what is today? March
30th.
Oof. I have a lot of work to do.
On a unrelated topic, Kip, the Iowa Hawkeyes have made the NIT Final Four.
Yes, they have.
For the second year in a row, we've out postseasoned the Cyclones of Iowa State.
It's about time to end this.
And the Arizona Wildcats.
So
I'm not even going to argue this.
Well, you can't.
I can't argue the fact that you're still playing.
Also, if you're listening to this, in the future, we have won the NIT, and it was excellent.
When do the Hawkeyes play?
Tuesday.
I don't care.
Tuesday. They play Tuesday, where they will beat Maryland, or we have beaten Maryland.
Future Big
You remember
10.
That game? It was excellent.
Yes, it was. Marble, for once, struggled a little bit, but White picked up his game, so that
no.
was nice. And Oglesby finally made a damn shot.
Yeah.
Oglesby is from Iowa, too, right?
Poor Oglesby. Every Iowa fan wants him to be Matt Gaetens, but
he's never going to be Matt Gaetens. Will never be Matt Gaetens.
And one thing about, I don't know how much Iowa basketball you've watched this year on television, every announcer is going off Fran's word that he's an excellent shooter.
Yes!
He's great in practice, but he has not proved it in a game yet. Like,
and they said the same about White and like one of the other players. Like, yeah, in warm-ups, he's lights out.
Woodbury, like he always
cool.
made.
They
like,
could.
They're just going off McCaffrey's word. They have no proof of it other than they miss every shot in the game.
If they could hit their threes consistently, they would have won like 5 more games this year.
If we didn't crap the end of a game,
that's true.
We would have.
That happened.
If
that
we
was
made
with
two
all,
more threes per game. We would have won like 5 more games.
That was the truth of both Iowa, Iowa State, and Arizona this year. Ugh, horrible end of game management.
But NIT champs.
I want to talk.
Watch out, NCAAs.
Fran's anger powered us to the championship.
While we're on this topic, I want to quick talk about Mike Gesell. Because he looks like he belongs on a Division I basketball court as much as I do.
Looks. Not
looks,
plays.
Not
looks.
Plays.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like the ultimate white men can't jump team partner. Because he would be a ringer, you know? The other team would see him.
Yeah.
Think, oh, look at that guy. He doesn't belong on a basketball court. I will put all of my money on this basketball game. And then
he makes that first move, and you're like, oh,
shit.
When he was out there at the end of the season...
He's still hurt.
Oh, yeah?
You can see him limping. He was limping last game.
They said, the announcers said when they talked to him before the game, it was the first time he can remember ever not playing in a game for a team he was on.
Wow.
Crazy.
Adam... Just quick, I thought of this when I was making my list. What are your thoughts on Tony Freeman?
When I was looking at the list, I was surprised how many on those bad teams we had one player whose stats were really good and just couldn't carry the team to a good record.
Mm-hmm.
Him, he was like third team all Big Ten.
Yeah, he was good for a couple
years
before he transferred.
I don't think Gaten's ever got higher than third team.
Mm-mm.
and Chauncey Leslie.
Oh, remember Chauncey him? Leslie, was, yeah.
I think he was first or second team.
I remember after they lost Horner.
He led the Big Ten in scoring, I think.
Did he really?
Yeah.
When they lost Horner and Bruner and everybody, everyone's like, oh, Chauncey Leslie is going to carry us now. But
well, he carried the team, not to a lot of wins.
Not to a lot of
wins.
But,
I remember Tony Freeman.
Okay, I think that's enough about Iowa basketball forever. Oh,
I can go for hours.
We'll pick it up next episode.
Let's talk about Iowa State basketball. Anyone remember Curtis Stinson? No.
So we were talking last night how awesome when, I think it was Hampton, they were the 15th seed.
This podcast.
Marcus Frazier in the number 2 ISU Cyclones. I remember being in like 8th grade watching that at Brian Dickinson's house and laughing.
First off, Marcus Spicer had graduated. Oh, he'd gone pro by then. He was already being a terrible NBA player.
He was still 15-2.
Jamal Tinsley was the point guard.
And he went to the Bulls, too. He didn't do anything at the Bulls.
He did nothing with the Bulls. He's still playing.
Jared Reiner was with the Bulls.
Jared Reiner.
To get back on good basketball.
Good God. No. Marcus Spicer was 8 times the player Jared Reiner.
Oh, yes.
Okay, guys, let's do some shout-outs here. Adam, do you have a shout-out that you'd like to give us for your time on 10 Was Too Many?
I am going to shout-out New Drew. New Drew does not watch this podcast. He knows of it. I've tried to get him to watch it several times, but he really wanted to come out here. He was very jealous. I was getting to hang out with Kip and surprise him. Mm-hmm. So, New Drew.
Also, he's in the cold.
Yes.
That's true. Sub Drew, not you.
I know. For those who don't know, I'm classic Drew in this scenario. New Drew is Kip and Adam's friend from Iowa. Drew was.
It's the second new Drew we've had.
He is. In high school, there was also a new Drew.
he didn't last as long.
He did not. In fact, really, just the night of prom, yeah. Our senior year, right?
Yeah.
But those nicknames don't come up until we're like all hanging out with each other.
It's true.
It's Drew and Drew. But when they're together, it's classic Drew and new Drew.
Classic and new. Yeah. In fact, sometimes when I'm with you guys, you just call me classic. Like it's not even. You don't even call me Drew.
Well, we have to differentiate between the two.
You do. Yes, you Drew.
Actually, when you're both together, we should call new Drew Andy. He hates that.
Does he? Is his real name Andrew?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, because my full name is Drew. It's not Andrew. So I think you should call him Andrew when we're together.
That's
and
weird,
me
though.
Just Drew.
I wish that Andy would have stuck.
He hates it.
Yeah.
It's just one,
I tried
one
to
of
do
those,
it and
one of those things that we do to new Drew that it's just he's easy to be annoyed.
Just
to,
do
the game.
Do any other of your Iowa friends listen to the podcast? Is daily
I think
or
I'm the only one. I would honestly say
probably.
I'm the only one. Mm-hmm. I would say Drew's the only one that knows about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know, after I posted it on Twitter, I can't believe that, you know, that we don't have like 1,000 people.
My shout out is to Ann Serafin, a college friend of mine, who continues to listen to the podcast, though she always complains when we do sports things, so I'm guessing...
Oh, she'll hate
this. Whole episode was sports.
I'm guessing she's turned it off by now, so she won't have heard this.
So 2 special editions mean 2 skips for her in
exactly.
a row.
She complains every time we do one of the college basketball specials, or just
twice.
Any time there's any sports involved. I'm guessing she listened to the first part of this podcast and then turned it off. Mm. So, Anne, here's to you. Thanks for sticking it out.
Thanks, Anne.
Kip, shout out for you.
1702. Excellent bar. I enjoy it. Excellent pizza. We went there yesterday. We try to go there on Tuesdays.
Probably the best beer selection in Tucson, I would say.
Despite
that,
we know of.
Yeah.
Despite the mess ups they made, it was always in our favor.
It was,
and I've never had any mess ups before you came along. It's always been like super quick and
they have giant slices of pizza, and they're delicious.
Yes. And like, how many beers do they have on tap at a time? Like 25, 30?
30 something maybe. And they're always rotating.
Yeah.
They're always rotating. Yeah. They're always craft beers. Very good.
You know, they usually have like 3 to 5 from Arizona too.
Yeah, absolutely. So like, and Kip, what's the best kind of pizza?
Free pizza.
Which we got yesterday. Well, free cheesy bread.
That's the best kind of cheesy bread.
It is the best kind of cheesy bread. It was also pretty good cheesy bread.
Yeah.
But it was free.
But yeah, it was good stuff. It was good stuff. That's a good shout out. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. If you live in Tucson or are visiting the Tucson area, check it out.
Hit it up. All right, gentlemen, any closing comments that we have for the listeners out there?
Oh, follow Drew and I on Twitter.
Yes, at Drew Van Winkle.
At Kip the Dinosaur.
Hashtag eggs.
Hashtag eggs.
You hashtag eggs on everything
I do.
I've noticed. Which I kind of like. It's very easy to find all of your posts.
It's funny, I was just like, who else does this? And it's like, all these people like making food and shit. And here's mine, just whatever.
Just whatever.
Eggs. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, Adam, thank you for visiting 10 Was Too Many. Well,
thank you for having me.
You're fucking welcome.
I actually wanted to do this when I was living in Colombia. We could have an international one. It just never happened.
Oh, yeah.
I came back a little disappointed, but when I bought the plane ticket, the first thing I put down on a sticky note of things to do was an episode of 10 Was Too Many. Without even asking you.
That's true. And actually, I thought about it, too. And I was going to write an episode the night before you came. I forgot about doing that. But it was a surprise for Kip, so he didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I pulled an elaborate ruse in which I told him he had to drive me to Phoenix and then take the whole weekend off work in case I came back at any time for him to come get me, which it kind of worked.
Yeah, no, and it makes me sound really dumb. He did a really good job of playing it off.
Like, also, I don't know if you remember this. I was trying to drop, like, subtle hints. Not subtle hints, but, like, do you remember a couple weeks ago when we were at 1702 and I was asking you why Adam's never come to visit?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I do remember that.
I'm like, you need to get Adam to come down here.
And I think I was like, I talked to you about maybe coming on spring break, yeah. But I don't think he is now.
I was laughing on the inside the whole time. Mm.
Kip actually called me a week ago, 10 days ago, somewhere that was not over 2 weeks. And by the conversation we had, I could tell he had no idea I was coming down. He was talking about, yeah, I'm coming back in May and we can hang out.
Yeah.
It was like a week away. He's like, yeah, you come back in May and we'll hang out. Yeah. Or in a week, I'll come down there.
And what was really great is I picked up Adam at the airport yesterday. And we came back here. Kip was just sitting on his computer. Adam walks in, just yells, pop, pop!
Community reference, yes.
Community
and
reference.
Then we watched some Community.
And then we watched some Community. Made a drinking game.
We did.
Out of it, even. It was good. It was good.
Those are the dangerous drinking games when you've seen enough episodes, you can make rules knowing, yeah, I'm going to be drinking a lot.
I think anytime Magnitude says pop pop was a rule, wasn't it?
I don't know. Was it? Yeah, maybe. If it's not, it should
be. I have it in this notebook here. Let me look it up. I think it was one of the last ones I
wrote. It's like there. We did a rule with every other minor character but pop pop.
Yeah.
Or Starburns. We didn't do anything.
14. Pop, pop! Okay.
We know Starburns reference.
Oh, we didn't do any Starburns. My name is Alex. Every time he says that, we should drink. Mm.
I love that song with his video obituary.
Yeah!
Pop, yeah. The end's like, he can never die.
He can never die.
He's dead.
Burning up the night. I was reading a post on our community the other day on Reddit, and the guy who wrote and recorded that song was on there.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just a friend of one of the writers on Community.
That's really cool.
But yeah, he did like the singing and he like wrote the song and that's played awesome. Some of the instruments or something. But yeah, I know. I thought that was kind of cool. All right. Watch Community. Thursday nights. 7 p.m. NBC.
Check your local listings. Yeah, good show.
Alright, Gambino is a mastermind. Fuck a bitch to pass the time. Mass appeal, orange rind. Smoke your green, I'm spending mine. The beat is witch's brew. But beware, this shit is potent. EE coming on her face. Now there's poetry in motion. Yeah, Gambino, make it work. I'm the boss, move something. Yeah, this cool fucking suits me. Swag too, button. Yeah, these girls be acting crazy when they're dancing Black Swan. I ain't fucking at the club. Put your clothes back on. Yeah, this beat is a disaster. 9/11, this track. Rappers wanna battle me. I have to mail their heads back. In my click, make that De Niro, so it's time to meet the fuckers. I am running this bitch, you are just a dog walker. Leaving with your girl when we last seen each other. Yeah, you fucking with the baddest like we tag team Rihanna. Fly girl on her knees, she don't wanna come near me. And my dick is too big, there's a Big Bang Theory. Got a picture in my iPhone, what do y'all think? Why y'all niggas masturbate? I'm in that Ariel pink. If I am just a rapper, man, you could've fooled me. I'm the shit when these dudes talk, they talking bull me. Okay, I'm down with the black girls of every single culture. Filipino, Armenian girls on my sofa. Yeah, I like a white girl. Sometimes we get together, need a thick chick though. So it's black and yellow, love is a trip. But fucking is a sport. Are there Asian girls here? Minority report. Put your team on the map. Blake Griffin on the court. Niggas biting off my tracks. Need a knife and a fork. We the illest, need a nurse. Here's the check. Grab your purse unless we fucking. Then I'll pay for all the food on the earth, man. I got some pussy that was insane. So insane. It's an a Batman diamond. Niggas call me faggot cause they closet and I'm hot as shit. Coming out the backside of a rocket shit, it's monster shit. You dudes are the opposite of likenesses. Respond to this. We can squash the beef right now like sausages. Chilling with my N-words, say it like a white kid. Yes, your booty's big as hers. Say that to my white bitch so she don't get embarrassed. My dick is made of carrots. Bunnies wanting to be fed it. I met honeys, oh forget it. I have worked all winter. I will not fail summer in the back of a bush like Gavin Rossdale's drummer. Yeah, my stinger's in the flower. I hope she let me pollinate. Working hard as shit. Yeah, this beat is made from concentrate. Nigga, can't you tell that my sample of Adele was so hot? I got these hood niggas blowing up my cell. Swag out the ass. I'm the man. Fuck Chico. Took the G out your waffle. All you got left is your ego. Think about it for a second. Man, we eating. Where's your breakfast? Man, you hungry? Have this sandwich. Got my wallet. Cheese and lettuce. An elephant never forgets. So my dick remembers everything. Green inside your wallet is that pussy open sesame. Running the game. Fuck am I saying? Running the earth. Give me a month. Told all you niggas I'm in it to win it. Cause having an Emmy just wasn't enough. You get sloppy drunk. I say whiskey neat. My clique should be canceled. Freaks and geeks.